Why would doors, why would doors do well on social media? Everyone looks for their handles. So I think a social media handle is kind of, probably is kind of like the CB handles. Remember the CBs? Hey, Rubber Ducky, Breaker 19, 10-4, good buddy. You know, like the good times, like the Burt Reynolds driving his car down, like the, whatever that was. That's the handle. I don't really get that one. But this week, I don't know if the last couple weeks I've been watching along and watching Artemis 2. Have you followed any of the orbit of the moon, you know, following Artemis 2? So I thought it was really cool. Like I would go on a couple times a day and watch the astronauts and see what they were saying and listen to them. And I read an article. There's one big article that Nutella, I guess in one of the videos that they were talking, Nutella jar goes floating past behind them, and like all that stuff was supposed to not be on what was on the, you know, the space flight for all this for free advertising. So Nutella did, got some free advertising out of it. So I thought that was pretty funny. But, so they traveled, it was 10 days, right? From launch to finish, back down. They traveled just to get to where they were going before they could orbit the moon. It was 252,756 miles. Yeah, that's like huge. That's huge, you know? It's just, so I thought that was really cool just to watch. And then, right before they went around the moon, when they were going to, I don't know if you heard the dialogue, from the pilot. So the pilot's name is Victor Glover. I'm not sure if you heard this. So right before they were going around the moon, NASA space stations, you know, called out to them, said, hey, you're going to be going around the moon. And they said, Godspeed to you, right? And they went off. What are you laughing at? So John and John's making, and he's like, what did I say? It was nice. So anyhow, Victor Glover said this as when he signed back out, which I thought was awesome. And said, as we get close to the nearest point to the moon and the farthest point from the Earth and continue to unlock the mysteries of the cosmos, he said, I would like to remind you of one of the most important mysteries on Earth, and that's love. Christ said, in response to what was the greatest command, that it was to love God with all that you are. And he also, being a great teacher, said, the second is equal to it, and that is to love your neighbor as yourself. So I thought that was just really cool. You know, like, here you are in space, and you have all this, like, glory around you, and it calls them back to come back to push Christ, right? I mean, I thought that was cool. I don't know if you heard any of that dialogue, but I thought that was really cool. But that's what I was watching this week. That led me to, when you talk about the lunar and you talk about astronomy and, you know, the stars, and there is a guy named, get this, Jeremiah, just wasn't a bullfrog, but there's a guy named Jeremiah Horrocks. Have you ever heard Jeremiah Horrocks? So he actually inspired Isaac Newton. So in the 1600s, he was a young guy, he was a Puritan, and he was really into mathematics and the study of space, and he's actually the one that determined, what did he actually do? That the moon moved around, demonstrated that the moon moved around the Earth in an elliptical orbit. So he actually calculated, he was the first one to calculate what they call the transit of Venus. So when, or Venus. So when Venus lines up, you see this dot on the moon, happens like every 100 years, and he calculated that out. So all this stuff he was doing in the early 1600s. Jeremiah Horrocks didn't live long, but he inspired Isaac Newton. So one of my relatives. I guess. Huh? Yeah, what happened? I don't know, because I was reading what he discovered in mathematics. I'm like, what in the world is this guy about? I don't know. Yeah. There you go. That's my, that's orbiting around the platform stage. So, moon bald. It has no air. No hair, no air. Okay. When is the moon the heaviest? When it's full. Yep. And last one. What type of money do they use on the moon? Starbucks. So if you go to the moon, you're only using Starbucks. But anyway, don't tell Twin Valley Coffee. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for today, Lord. I thank you as I watch this thing on people going around the moon, and it's just unreal of which you have told us in Scripture that people, if they put their mind to it, can do anything. And you tell us that at the time of building of the Tower of Babel, we see that, Lord. And we know that the creativity that you have blessed people with is a creation part of you, because we are made in your image. And Lord, I thank you for making us in your image and the creativity and the smart and the technology and things that people think of, Lord. I thank you for that blessing that you have given us as people. Lord, I also pray that people don't lose sight of the need for you in our life and our salvation that we need through you. Lord, speak to us this morning as you look in that faith. And just speak to us on how this applies in our life. In your name we pray. Amen. So we're continuing down faith. So last week, obviously Easter, and it kind of rolls in. I was reading some stuff. We're going to tie some of what happened Easter into this week. But this week, honestly, I want to just say I was confused. So the message today is called Confusion Faith. And we're looking at Hebrews 11:20. And it's a very simple verse, but it confuses me because the whole story there is confusing and to me. So let's see what you guys think. So in Hebrews 11:20 says this, Isaac, by faith, gave blessing to Jacob and Esau of their future. That's the verse. Boom, right there. So that's the verse. Isaac by faith. So Isaac, what is by faith? Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we don't see. Certain, for sure. Now faith is being sure. Sure. So in this verse, Isaac by faith. Isaac being sure of what he hoped for. Being sure of it. Is called out in Hebrews 11 for the faith that he had to do this to give this blessing to Jacob and Esau. And then this is where I kind of get confused. So in Scripture we see, and we know Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and we'll get into Jacob coming up, but we know, so Isaac right now is called out in this faith chapter about his faith. On the blessing that he gave to his two boys, right? Now, the question is, when you think about the two boys, so Isaac, you know that he understood who God was. I mean, he was a young boy when his father was getting ready to sacrifice him and saw the miracle of the providing the sacrificial animal that he didn't have to come off, he came off the altar. He was there. He was a young guy. So he remembered that, I'm sure. Wouldn't you remember that? If you were on an altar bound up and your dad sitting there with a knife, I think you would remember it. I know I would. Right? He remembered that. Isaac would remember that. Isaac then would also remember, if that happened, he would also remember that how he found a wife. So when Abraham was dying, he told his servant, "Oh, don't let my son you know, marry someone that's not from here. Go find her a wife. Go find Isaac a wife. So the servant went to back to where Abraham was from, and we'll look at this real shortly here. And the servant goes out and prays to the Lord at the well and says, Lord, you know, I'm looking for the right person. And I'm told by Abraham that I can't, if Abraham dies, Isaac cannot come back to this place, that he has to stay in this land where Abraham was. He had to stay in the promised land. Abraham was like, do not take Isaac back. You have to find a woman from this location and bring her back here. That was his call out, right? That was his job. So he's like, how am I going to do that? And Abraham tells him, you ask the Lord and provide that guidance. And so what the servant do? So the servant goes out, he goes to the well. You all remember the story of where the servant goes, he has his camels and they go to the well where the women will come out and fill up their jars. And the servant said, Lord, help me find the right girl here. And I'll know it's a sign from you. I know it's from you. If you bring a girl that says, would you like some water? And I'm paraphrasing. Would you like some water? Oh, and let me give water for all you. I said, yeah, I had all these camels, and we know camels, they drink a lot of water. So she had to fill up quite a bit of jars to supply water for these camels. So Isaac then walked away with a wife, knowing that that took place, right? So that's Isaac. That's what Isaac. And obviously the lady was Rebecca. Rebecca then came back. Isaac and Rebecca married, have two kids. And this is where I get confused, because we get to this story. Now there's two boys, two twin boys that are born, right? Not identical twins, because what we do know is one was reddish in color and hairy, and one was not quite as hairy and kind of maybe like a, what are they, you know, maybe not as, I don't want to say anything bad about Jacob, right? You know, because, but he liked to be around the tents more. He was almost like more of a metropolitan guy, and Esau was more of, and I hate to say this because I look at Esau, he's kind of like a manly man. Like he was out in the woods, you know, which I like to do, and he liked to hunt, and he was like, he's kind of like, maybe a little bit rougher around the edges than Jacob, right? I mean, that's kind of what I think, and honestly, I kind of, okay, I understand that more than I like being around a tent, right? Go be outside. Don't let me inside. Anyway. So the blessing here, and my confusion now comes down to this. So this story that we know of, Isaac giving the blessing to Jacob and Esau, and the deception that took place. So we know that when Esau came back in from hunting, that he was so starving and everything that he sold his birthright to his brother, number one, right? We know that that took place. He sold his birthright. Well, now we get to the dying point where Isaac is dying. He knows he's going to die. He tells Esau, his firstborn, or that's where the transmission of blessings and the birthright went to that firstborn, right? Which we all know from the Old Testament. Goes to that firstborn, and Isaac's dying, and he says to Esau, Esau, I'm dying. Go out and kill some game and cook me the meal that I love and bring it back to me. And when you bring it back to me, I'm going to give you the blessing because I'm dying. Well, then Rebecca hears, and that's where that deception starts. So Rebecca heard it, and she's like, Jacob, come quick, go get the goats, kill the goats, make this stew, or whatever, like Esau's favorite, or Isaac's favorite meal, and make it and take it into him. And we remember the story where Jacob's like, well, I'm hairy like Esau. Well, put this, this animal hair on you, on your arms, on your neck. Put his clothes on so you smell like him. He can't see, so don't worry about it. He's going to think you're Esau, even though you're talking like Jacob. Just lie. Like, I mean, that's what the story is. So I'm confused with that, right? So my confusion then comes out, this deception took place in this family to trick Isaac to give blessing to Jacob from his wife. I'm like, what in the world is going on? I mean, if we had that today, like if that happened in my family, I would be mad, right? I mean, have you ever thought about that? So I was confused. And I think at the same time, so now Esau, Jacob, this blessing, Isaac was confused. But he's called out in scripture, this moment in scripture is called out about this blessing. So I had to begin to look at, well, why did this happen? Well, Rebecca, she knew what the Lord said in Genesis. That's fine where I am. I didn't even use any of my notes. Genesis 25, verse 21. And this, the whole story here can be found in Genesis 24, rolling down into Genesis chapter 27, all this stuff taking place of the story of Jacob and Esau. In this verse, in Genesis 25:21, Isaac, newly married, is praying for a child. Rebecca couldn't get pregnant. Rebecca finally gets pregnant. And during the carrying of the babies, this is where we find this. And she's carrying the babies and all this stuff going on in her womb. And she must have been really uncomfortable because these guys, even in the womb, were battling and fighting. And so she's probably like, what in the world is going on? Am I going to explode? I mean, right? So as this happened, she goes to the Lord and said, Lord, what is going on? And the Lord spoke to her. And I don't know if she never told this to Isaac. I just don't know, because that would cut out some of this confusion, at least on my end. But this is what the Lord said. Genesis, I'm going to read it. 25:21 says this. Okay, we're going to go to verse 22. The Lord said to her, two nations are in your womb, and two people from within you will be separated. This battle was already starting. One people will be stronger than the other, and the older will serve the younger. So that birthright that Isaac, and if Isaac and Rebecca spoke about what happened, then Isaac was a very stubborn guy in his traditional way of, no, the blessing has to go to the firstborn. But Rebecca knew, based on what God told her, that the younger is going to be the one to rule, right? So this deception moment was kind of like a deception, but it wasn't like a deception. So this faith, it confuses me. Rebecca tricked Esau. She tricked Isaac to bring Jacob into the premier blessing. Scripture calls out this blessing upon both boys. And why is that important? Because we still see these battles today in the world and in the region of where battles are taking place to this day. And so that's important. It's important to understand like what happened here. So as this took place, which we know that Isaac gave the blessing to Jacob. Jacob already had the birthright because he sold it off. Esau didn't really care, it sounds like, much about it. He just wanted his food, and he just wanted to go out and hunt. and he just wanted to marry more Hittite women. During this time frame, when Isaac was giving the birthright that, or giving this blessing, scripture also calls out, and this is something that we need to remember too, that Esau and his wives were a problem for Isaac and Rebekah. So Esau's heart wasn't right, right? Esau wasn't the guy that was needed to, in God's eyes, and he foreknew this, which we know, he wasn't the guy that was going to be Israel. That was that the channel of Israel was coming through, Abraham and Isaac, and then Jacob. It wasn't Esau. So this had to come through with someone that had a family balance of exactly what God wanted, and he knew Esau's heart wasn't right. He told Rebekah that from the get-go. And then the blessing that was given to both boys was this, and we find this in Genesis 6. This is chapter 26, calls out both. When he gave the blessings, I'm sorry, Genesis 27. So he gets this in chapter 27, verse 27. So he went to him and kissed him. When Isaac caught the smell of his clothes, he blessed him and said, "Ah, the smell of my son is like the smell of a field." I guess that's a good thing, right? So some people wouldn't think that. That the Lord has blessed. May God give you, this is the blessing, may God give you of heaven's dew and of earth's righteousness and abundance of grain and new wine. May nations serve you and people bow down to you. Be Lord over your brothers and may the sons of your mother bow down to you. May those who curse you be cursed and those who bless you be blessed. This promise that was by Esau and went, this blessing that was called out in faith. Isaac being sure of what he, and this is what he was hoping for right here. This is what scripture calls him out for, this faithful blessing. And this blessing, which then makes you think, what's coming out of our mouth? Because Isaac was what? He was just a man. But the blessing came out of his mouth. And the blessing that came out of his mouth, with the faith that he had behind it, set up, well, obviously God's will was behind it, but this is what set it up. So he's called out for his faith on his blessing. How many times do we call stuff out and we speak things and it's not a blessing? I know, I say stuff all the, you know, even on my way to church this morning, it wasn't a call out, but this guy, I mean, I was late, you know, I'm always late. So I'm going to church, going through the back road. I'm going a little fast, not real fast. And the guy's walking in the middle of the road. And I didn't slow down. So he goes, "Slow down." So I jammed him on my gas just to rev the engine. And I go past. And Jen's like, "Jeff, you shouldn't do that." I'm like, "She goes, you're my man." You know, yeah. But we're human, right? We get these things that happen and we're so humanized that we forget these things. But this blessing, what was spoken was called out on the faith. The blessing that was spoken was a blessing of faith. Now, the faith of being sure of what we hope for, not what we think, or not, you know, I'm kind of guessing this, but he was hoping this. So he got this blessing and he gave it to Jacob. And we're not going to go further into Jacob. But then he's called out for both of these promises, both of these blessings. And then this is the blessing that he gave Isaac. or Esau, because now at this time, Esau was mad. He found out that the birthright was taken, and he found out the blessing was taken. So what was he left with? He was left with nothing, and he's like mad, and he's probably mad, I'm sure, at his mom, and he's mad at his brother because they battled from inside the womb. And the blessing, he's like, Dad, give me this blessing. Is there anything else you can give me? Like, this is nuts. My brother stole it all from me, which Rebecca knew already of what was to transpire. And then gives him this blessing. I'm going to start verse 27, Genesis 27:35. Esau said to his father, "Do you have only one blessing, my father? Bless me too, my father." Then Esau wept. His father Isaac answered him, "Your dwelling," and like it's a blessing, but it's not like the best blessing in the world. But it was truth. "You will dwell, your dwelling will be away from the earth's riches," where Jacob got the earth, or he got the earth riches. Well, Esau gets away from the earth riches, away from the dew of heaven from above. "You will live by the sword, and you will serve your brother. And when you grow restless, you will throw this yoke from your neck." That was his blessing. Two blessings that is called out in Hebrews on faith. These two blessings to these two guys. One, and we can go in and talk about all sorts of heart issues and trickery and deception. And so my confusion was, even through this deception, even through this trickery, even through this confusion, God's plan still was active. God's plan, no matter how it came about, was going to be God's plan. Because this is what had to happen. This is what God called out. This is what God spoke. When things don't make sense, we get confused in our faith. When things just... you're walking down your road of faith. You're walking down your path. You're holding the scripture and things get confusing. What are we to do? We're continued to walk. We're continued and called out to continue to walk in our faith. Confusing faith can be interesting, especially when you get to Israel, right? When we talk about Israel and we talk, I'm going to end it up with this. Because this confusing stuff in this faith, this what story that we're talking about, from Isaac to the blessing to Jacob, is important for what we have today, because it determined the outcome of Israel, God's promise to Israel, and how this was all taking place, right? So we're still dealing with what today? We're still dealing with steel. I was thinking of a chainsaw. So we're still dealing with what? We're still dealing with Israel. And we talked about this before, and now you see more and more people rising up against Israel and saying Israel's not the chosen people. That was God's plan. That's still God's plan. So as we were going through Easter, Good Friday, call out what Jesus said. And this is what many people forget within the church. And you can look, you can find it in Luke 21:24 and then also in Romans 11:25. But it was basically this. Jesus said, there's a time, I'm going to read it. Jesus says it, I want to read it. Luke 21:24. "They will fall by the sword and will be taken as prisoners," talking about Israel, "to all the nations. Jerusalem will be trampled on by the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled." Right? Israel, Jesus is talking about Israel, and it talks about further in Romans, because Israel, we looked at today, stemming from Jacob, stemming from Isaac, stemming from Abraham, Israel, and now we're talking about, and we see it today, and you hear people talking about it on the news and all over the place about, well, Israel is worthless. Israel has no place on doing what they're doing. They think they're better than ever, and even other nations, and there's people within our nation saying the same thing, because it has to happen. It has to happen. Just like Isaac had to bless Jacob. It had to happen. That's what God said. Jesus is telling us here, at the end times, Israel's going to be trampled on by the Gentiles, and that's going to continue to happen until the time of the Gentiles is completed. Right? God has a plan. So when our faith, when we hear about stuff and we think about scripture and we get confused in our faith and in our walk and what we think about God, you know, it's not really what we think about God. It's what God says he is. It's not what I think, if I like it or not. It's what God says he is. It's what God says I'm going to do. Now, faith in our God is faithful. Now, faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. That's our faith. That's where we ended up today. Father, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Lord, we lift your name up. Lord, help us to walk in this faith. Help us to be stewards of a faith in our life that we can honor you with it, even when we're so human, Lord. I mean, you know, Lord, this morning I was being a jerk. And here I am talking about you, and I'm such a person, right? And Lord, I just help us to walk in a faithful manner. Help us to realize what comes out of our mouth, just as we saw today, of these blessings, that these blessings can change people. That the blessings that if you have on people can change people's lives. Help us to remember that. Lord, watch over us throughout this day and throughout this week. In your name we pray. Amen. It is. We're dismissed.